Now, what is mind and what is intellect? What is the distinction between the two? Mind is supposed to be the sixth sense. In other words, the sense which coordinates all the senses. We know that there are five senses. The sense of hearing, the sense of touch, the sense of sight, the sense of taste, and the sense of smell. These are the five senses. Now, these five senses are basically specializations of the sense, which is called manas. So manas is called the sixth sense, because normally we feel that we have experience, indubitable experience of sound, of touch, of smell, of taste, of sight. We feel, we understand it quite well. They seem to be visible, they seem to be capable of being caught in our sensations. But manas is not like that. And yet, when you examine the very psychology of our sensations and ask ourselves, do we really understand what is touch? Do we really understand what is smell? What is the vibration that we call smell, and what is the vibration that we call sound? What is the vibration that we call touch? If I am asleep and somebody touches me, can I understand what is touch? Unless I am awakened. And when I am awakened means that something else than touch which happens. Awakening is something connected with the mind. Unless the mind becomes awakened, I will not understand what is touch at all. If I am asleep and somebody even speaks loudly, I will not hear it. What is the reason? The sense organ, which is called the ear, which is the vehicle of hearing, is present. But because something in me, which is called the mind, is very far removed from the sense organ, it has retired into the hall of rest. Therefore, even when there is a sensation, the sensation is not cognized. Therefore, Indian psychology says that all sensations are actually as invisible as the mind. Just as mind is invisible, similarly, all these sensations also are actually invisible. How do you distinguish between touch and smell? By what sensation do you distinguish between the two? The touch is understood by touch and smell by the nose. Fine, but how do you know the two are different from each other? What is the sense by which you can distinguish between one and the other? How do you know that hearing is not seeing? Who is it that distinguishes? The eyes can only tell you what is sight, and ear can only tell you what is hearing. But what is it that tells you that hearing and seeing is different from each other? So there must be another sense which is capable of both, then only it can distinguish between the two. And according to Indian psychology, the mind can be so trained that even when the eyes are closed, you can hear, you can see. In modern times, many experiments have been made. One of the subjects of experiment was asked, because he had a capacity of a certain kind, to travel in the big city without accidents, blindfolded, on a motorcycle. Now this has been accomplished. That means you can see without eyes. In fact, the Bhagavad Gita starts by the statement of Sanjaya, who is seated in Hastinapura and who gives an account of what is happening in Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, in the Kurukshetra, which is quite far. Now surely he is not seeing with his eyes. There is some other side which has been given to him. Such is the real power of Manaha. This is only stated only once and one word, little word, but there is so much in it that such a huge amount of psychology is contained in one word, Manaha. There is a sense of which five senses are specializations. So they are not described here. The moment you describe Manas, you have described all the five senses. And more than that, the sixth sense, Manaha. And that is called the real sense. Because without that sense, no other senses can work, can function. And Manas is even more than senses, because it can even do the work without the actual sense organs. It can develop other senses also, which are not normally understood. It is Manas which can read the thoughts of the others, which are not normally physically seen by anybody. Somebody may smile at you and yet you may know that he is angry. Now, what is that sensation that you know that somebody is angry even when there is a beautiful smile on the face? That also is known. We are capable of knowing it. It is the capacity of the mind, which is called sense mind. The mind that acts as a sense, or mind which depends on the sense, or mind of which senses are specializations, or mind which is behind all the senses, the mind which is the only real sense, that is called the sense mind. That is Manas.